Tonight, we have a teen who's going to come and present God's word to us. It was going to be two tonight, but one, Nathan Matthews, was sick, and he is going to, in a few weeks, come and present his message. But these two men, along with Joseph, which you've heard a few weeks ago, they are able to go to national competition for the work that they've put into these messages. And I think that is an admirable thing that they've done, but it really just speaks to our philosophy when it comes to youth ministry, and that is not just to preach to teens, but to get them to a point where they are sharing that message with each other. And whether that's in a context like this, or whether that's evangelism, going and sharing the gospel, I believe that if all we do as a youth group, or even larger as a church, is just listen to preaching, we are failing, because what God intends every single one of us is to be a proclaimer of the gospel. And AJ is going to do that tonight. As you may have seen, he's a little nervous. He's a shaker. But this is his first time doing something like this, especially when you guys can be sometimes a daunting audience. So he is coming, and his message is very appropriate. We'll hear it in a minute. But his message is around 15 minutes long. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to hear AJ's message all about finding our refuge in God, and then we're going to have a longer time where we break up into prayer and we pray for each other with the time remaining. So I hope that you'll find tonight enjoyable in the middle of the week as we get refreshed and put our mind on God. So AJ, you come for and preach God's message.
Well, hello. As Pastor Ben mentioned, my name is AJ, and he would not be wrong when he said that I am nervous. Whenever I signed up for this, for doing the preaching, I remember I thought, man, it would be really scary if I had to preach in the big church. Well, here we are. But that's not the point. And the point is that I'm here now, and that is all that matters. Please turn in your Bibles to Psalm 46. As that is the passage that I will be reading from tonight. While you're turning there, how many of you, I don't think it would be hard to forget the storms that we had the other day or the other week. Now, for some of you guys, that may seem very common and normal. But for me, we just moved here, as most of you know, and that was the first big storm that I had experienced here. And I'm not going to lie, I may or may not have been slightly frightened by them. I remember, I've never been through a storm like that. We've had hurricanes in Charleston, but they were never that big, and there was never these loud sirens right next to our house. And to be honest, I could have been a lot better at trusting the Lord in that situation. And I have some verses, Psalms 46, that are here to help us and guide us through those times. Let's look at verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Now, obviously, that is very clear as what it is stating. It says, God is our refuge. Now, we obviously should be taking refuge in God, but to take refuge in God, we must know who God is. Now, what does knowing God mean? Well, knowing God is basically just, you know, having a relationship with him. I know Joseph's message, which we heard a couple weeks ago, was about really knowing who God was. And, you know, like he said, it's having that relationship, really knowing him, praying, being in his word. Having a relationship with him isn't one-sided. It's not just where, you know, we just live life to the fullest, and as soon as life gets tough, then we go to God. No, it should be a daily occurrence. We should always be looking to him. And even if we have a healthy relationship with him, we still need to be looking for him. We still need to be looking for refuge in him and help in him. We can't just sit around and just expect like, oh, God will do this all for me. Like, this is just automatic. It's not automatic. We need to be running to him and know that he is there for us. When we run to God, we will find help in our troubles and struggles. I feel like often most of us tend to run to other things that aren't the Lord, worldly things. And maybe some of those things aren't bad, but maybe they are. And I feel like ever so often we tend to run to that instead of the Lord. I know teens, as a teen, as I know a lot of us struggle with that. And obviously, I'm not an adult, so I don't really know what, you know, adults would run to rather than God. But like they told me in children's church, you know, adults aren't perfect. And I know that because, you know, we all struggle and we all need to, we all go through things and we are all going to eventually need that refuge in God. So let me ask you this. Whenever you have simply, you know, maybe just had a bad day, or maybe something even more serious, you're going through a situation that maybe you can't control, what did you go to find peace in? Did you go to maybe something else that wasn't the Lord, or did you go to the Lord? I doubt, sadly, that most of us would say the Lord. And, you know, maybe there are a couple of you in here that would say, yes, I run to the Lord immediately whenever times get tough. But chances are, and I know that there are a lot of people in here who are not. And I bet that whenever you went to find peace, that in whatever you were struggling in, whatever, you know, maybe you went to something worldly or just something regular that wasn't the Lord, it didn't bring you full peace. It maybe satisfied your stress or anxiety for maybe 30 minutes, an hour, maybe even a week, but eventually the situation still came back up. And you were just left feeling more empty, if not just normally empty, than you did before. The Lord can give us real peace in our situation. And even if it's not solved, even if it's not, the situation doesn't come out how you wanted it to, we know that that's the Lord's plan and that's his will for our life. Which brings me to my next point. Back in September, I was reading a devotional about having faith in God. And one of the points I found very interesting, and it stuck with me for a while, it said, "See your trials not as struggles, but as trails," which I thought was just cool because trials is just the same word as trails, just the vowels are switched around, obviously. Now, think back to a time when you did have to run to God, when you were struggling. Did you see that struggle as a trial or as a trail? Let's read in verses 2-7. "Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah. There is a river, the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. The heathen raged, the kingdoms were moved, and he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah." Now, as we can see through these verses, this passage or section of this passage is talking about, you know, some of the things the Lord can help us with. Maybe there's a circumstance happening in your life right now that you can't control. Like how I said in the beginning, like a storm, or like how we experienced earlier, almost a year ago, moving. I couldn't control either of those situations. And in both of them, I know I definitely could have been better at trusting the Lord and his plan. Well, if we look at Job's life, as we remember, we could have seen everything that happened to him. Everything that could have gone wrong in Job's life went wrong. You know, his animals were stolen, and later a fire burned all of his property and the animals that weren't stolen. And then later a storm knocked down his house, which when all of Job's family were feasting in it, in which I found out, I didn't know this until a couple weeks ago when I was teaching in children's church, Mr. Benson said that it was actually on Job's birthday, which I was like, wow. I did not know that. So, you know, you learn something from the Bible every time you read it. And just going back to Job, everything that could have went wrong, went wrong. And the Lord still helped him through that. And Job still had a lot of faith in him. Don't you think that if the Lord can help Job through all of that, through all of his troubles, through all of everything getting stolen, his stuff being burned, his family just passing away, that he can help with whatever you're going through? Again, I feel like we often just think, oh, I can do this on myself, all by myself. I don't need the Lord. And maybe you don't think directly that, but deep down, that's what the basis of your thoughts are. Maybe, like it's saying in that section of the passage, maybe there's something you're struggling with, maybe with people. Maybe there's a friendship or a relationship that you are struggling with. Well, look at Joseph's life. Joseph was sold into slavery by his own brothers, Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think I would sell my brothers. I know they're little brothers, but I know I would not sell them. And his own brothers sold him into slavery. And later, when life was looking better, when Joseph could have been, oh, I'm doing this well, I'm all up, I'm gaining my relevance, I guess, in Egypt. Then he was accused by Potiphar's wife of basically just sleeping with her, and which obviously that wasn't true. And Joseph was thrown into jail for 2 years. Now, I've never been to jail, but 2 years I know that's a pretty long time. And I know if I was thrown into jail for 2 years for something that I didn't do, I know my faith would be very, my just faith and thinking, oh, this is all part of his plan. I know I would be very scared in what to do. As again, at the end of the passage, we see as again in verse 1, as it said, the Lord is our refuge. And it just repeats that. Now, take this scenario. Say that someone came up to you and was like, hey, you there, I have this friend for you. And this friend is going to be here for you all the time. He has the best advice and he'll be there for you whenever you need him. He's caring. He knows your every thoughts. He knows exactly what you need. I don't think most of us would reject that with a little bit of skepticism along the way. I know I wouldn't reject that. I would love to have a friend like that. Well, I know I do have a friend like that, and it's God, and he's given us his word to take refuge in. Now, let's look at verses 8 through 11. Come, behold the works of our become. Behold the works of the Lord. What desolations he hath made in the earth. He maketh the wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge, Selah. Now, look, as we see this month, as we looked before in the separate section of the passage, we can take care of circumstances and people. And we must, and to take refuge in him, instead of panicking and, you know, thinking, oh, what do I do? I'm super lost. I don't know what to do. And the world is all falling apart. We just need to take and have our minds set on the Lord and not our circumstances. As we see, it says, come, behold the works of the Lord. Now, what does it mean to behold the works of the Lord? Well, that's basically just, you know, looking at all of the things. As we see, look at all the things he says. He says, he maketh the wars to cease unto the ends of the earth. He breaketh the bow, he cutteth the spear, and he burneth the chariot. And again, like, he helps all these people throughout biblical times and even throughout history and even now. He helps them through all of their struggles. And we just need to behold, like, hey, this is the Lord of hosts, as we see in verses 7 and 11, which, by the way, are the same verse. So I think if the Lord puts the same verse twice, it's probably very important. And we just need to behold his works. Now, also, we must be still and meditate on God. Like I said before, instead of just panicking and looking at our situation and thinking, oh, the world is ending, I'm so lost, I don't know what to do now, I'm just struggling so much, there's no escape for me. Why don't we just sit there and realize, like, hey, this is the Lord's plan. I know I use this example for the younger kids, but I know when I was younger and I did something wrong, my parents would obviously punish me, as they should. And I remember what they would tell me and the rest of our siblings was, hey, go to the laundry room. And you did not want to go to the laundry room because usually that meant you were getting a spanking. Now, usually, when you went to the laundry room, they would make you wait. My parents would make you wait. Maybe it felt like 10 years, but it was probably only like 2-5 minutes. And while during that probably 2-5 minutes, you were option A, really lucky, and they forgot about you, which never really happened. Or option B, you had to sit there just waiting until you heard them come in and talk about what you did. Now, while you were waiting, you didn't think, oh, I can't wait to get out of this, and I can't wait to go see what show is on the TV, or I wonder if we're having McDonald's for dinner, or if we could go somewhere out, fun. No, you were thinking, man, like, what did I do? Like, oh no, I am in big trouble right now. And that's kind of what we need to do. We, instead of just panicking and looking at what we and looking at our situation and thinking, oh no, like I said before, the world is just falling apart. I'm so lost. We should just meditate and think, hey, this is God's plan for our lives. So, coming back to my first point, who is your refuge? Is it God or is it something else? Can your worldly refuge bring you the same comfort that God can? Obviously not. And one thing I want everyone here to remember as we go from tonight is God is our ultimate refuge. He is here for us. He's not looking down at you and thinking, man, I wonder what I can throw at him today to make his life worse. No. He's here for us to help us and to care for us. And whether it may not seem like it at the time, whatever you may be going through is a part of his plan and will. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you for everyone here tonight, Lord, and even the people watching on the live stream, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity that you've given me to come up here and preach. And I pray for Nathan as he comes that a couple weeks from now that you would just give him the wisdom and the words to say, Lord. And help us all at Nationals that we would, if it be your will, that we would do well, Lord. And I ask all these things, and in your name I pray, amen.
Hey, thank you, AJ. What a powerful psalm to draw our attention to the Lord who is our refuge and our strength. And I know there are several in our church who maybe are going through some trials and others that I may not know about. And it'd be good to meditate upon that. In fact, I think our two little girls were memorizing that scripture for their class in devotions the last couple nights, a couple of those verses we've been looking at and going over with our family. So thank you, AJ. Very appropriate.